I think the presentation is more challenging because I feel nervous in front of many audience. Yeah.
I think the most difficult one will be presentation in class, which a lot of Chinese students, so it's very difficult for them to speak in public.
Presentations, I don't like them at all.
Same here. I get so nervous speaking in public that I forget my words, and it's just awful.
Learn English.
英语学习好帮手。
You're tuned to BBC Learning English.
轻轻松松学英语。
From the BBC.
Hello and welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，欢迎收听新生校园英语迷你系列节目，我是 Helen。
We just heard from Hao and Lillian. Both of them are studying at universities in the capital.
这两位硕士生觉得 presentation, 做学术演讲对中国学生来说不是一件容易的事情。
It's not just for Chinese students. Most of us would feel the same. Dr. Jeffrey King from the University of London suggests confidence is the key to doing a presentation.
Bear in mind that if you're giving a presentation on something you're an expert on, you know more than anyone else in the room, in fact, and have a degree of confidence from that. Don't be frightened by the audience.
Jeffrey 老师建议同学们要相信自己在学术方面是专家。You are the expert on your subject. 这就是信心的来源。
Nobody knows more than you in the room, and don't be frightened by the audience.
This is certainly encouraging. 在演讲现场，你要坚信没有人比你知道的还多，不要被观众给吓着了。Don't be frightened by the audience.
Still, it's very hard to give a good presentation. Maybe a glass of whiskey could help to ease the nerves.
You can't possibly do that. 如果你想靠喝酒放松来通过演讲，那肯定不行。还没说几句就倒下去了。
Not me.
Well, I know you can drink like a fish. That's not the point. 亚非学院的汪涛教授听过很多同学的演讲，他认为做好准备有策略 strategy 是关键。
Most Chinese students find it's intimidating because they think the English is not good enough, but I don't think it's a main worry. What they need to do is really to think about the strategy. The strategy means what you're going to talk first, and then what is your final conclusion.If you get those two things right, and I'm sure you can get through very smoothly.
Did you hear the two things that form a good presentation strategy?
汪教授建议同学们不要老想着自己的英语问题，更重要的是花点心思在演讲内容，你的策略 strategy, 就这两点。
Think about what you're going to talk about first.
想想演讲要说些什么。
Secondly, what's your final conclusion?
Conclusion, 总结。最后你的结论是什么?
It sounds easier said than done. What about if someone disagrees with you or criticizes you?
Ooh, that would be bad. I would probably want to shoot the person.
That's a bit extreme. Let's hear Jeffrey's reply. Do British people often criticize others?
In the cultural tradition which we have in this country, in the UK, criticism is just a part of the learning process. Academics do it to each other all the time. Our culture is confrontational, so students should not be frightened of that. It's just a part of our culture in the UK.
听了 Jeffrey 的话，我觉得心里有底了些。有些人可能会在你做演讲时提出评论 criticize 或者反驳你的想法 challenge your viewpoints. 但是不用怕，有批评才能有进步。It's part of the learning process.
Learning how to cope with criticism is very useful. We're sure to encounter confrontational situations in our lives. It's good practice.
Confrontational, 对抗性的，这是英国传统的一部分。你看英国国会里面，议员们经常会为一个问题争得面红耳赤。
I think Jeffrey's reply to criticism is very helpful.
My reaction would say, okay, if you feel that way, prove it with evidence.
行，你不同意我的观点，没问题。那么请拿出证据来。说的时候底气可要足。Prove it with evidence.
Well done. I hope you have the chance to put Dr. King's and Professor Tao's advice into practice.
信心和做好内容准备是做演讲的关键。不要老惦记着自己的英语不够好，怕出洋相。
Just have faith in yourself, and you'll be fine.
don't be intimidated. You ask an English person to speak Chinese, they can't possibly do it.
谢谢收听，我们下期节目再会。
See you next time.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.